USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate seems certain to keep President Donald Trump in office thanks to overwhelming GOP support expected in the impeachment trial. But how that trial will proceed and when it will actually begin still remains to be seen. Once the House transmits the articles of impeachment, decisions about how to conduct the trial will require 51 votes. With Republicans controlling the Senate, 53 to 47, Democrats cannot force subpoenas on their own. Republicans are continuing to hold the line behind Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's position that they should start the trial and hear arguments from House prosecutors immediately. It would take 67 votes to convict Trump on either charge and remove him from office. It's also far from certain that all 47 Democrats will find Trump guilty. Currently, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama said he is still undecided on how he might vote. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says more than 3,000 soldiers are being called up from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and heading to the Middle East. USA Radio's Robin Wilinski reports.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States may take preemptive action in the Middle East. This in light of the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq at the hands of pro-Iranian protesters and members of the terrorist group Hezbollah, which burned the American flag and threatened to kill all Americans inside the compound.
Presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising numbers from the fourth quarter of 2019. The fourth quarter is critical in the lead-up to the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary in early February. Bernie Sanders raised more than any of the other 2020 Democratic candidates in a single quarter with $34.5 million. The $22.7 million announced by Joe Biden was the biggest haul of his campaign so far. President Donald Trump drew $46 million. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There are new estimates made of the total U.S. damage and economic loss due to weather-related causes in 2019. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The report was compiled by AccuWeather of State College, Pennsylvania, listed the California wildfires at $80 billion, hurricanes at $22 billion, tornadoes and severe local storms at $19.5 billion, flooding at $12.5 billion, and winter storms at $8 billion. If you did the math, you'll find the total cost at a $142 billion figure. AccuWeather also included crop losses to farmers, as well as the lingering health effects resulting from diseases from standing water from flooding and health impacts from the poor air quality from forest fires. I'm John Clemens.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.